I was playing it to Bruce one day, and him and Patty got a studio near their house, so we sort of drifted in there, and everyone's messing around on it. I mean, truly just loose and organic. It wasn't until I listened back a little while later, and I heard him singing on the second chorus, and really felt amazingly connected and touched by the full circle nature of, you know, it sounded like Bleachers, but I could hear his influence on me from before I knew him in the song. And the whole song is about ushering your love back home to find a future. The device in it, which is also the device in the whole album, is going from New York City over the George Washington Bridge to New Jersey. But there was something just remarkable about having him be part of that ushering over the bridge process.
Well, yeah, because you grew up in New Jersey, right?
Oh, yeah, I lived there my whole life.
And
still live there.
So with Springsteen, I mean, I'm from upstate New York, where Springsteen was a very big deal. And in New Jersey, obviously, you know, he's a legend. Was he a big deal in your life? Like, were you a fan when you were a kid?
Yeah. You know, it was the first time that I heard feelings that were very close to home. You know, names of landmarks, but then all the really deep, weird sandpaper feelings of this place and what it means and why is it so weird and why is it so glorious and why is it so dark. You just start to hear your people. And he's the absolute architect of it.